This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
It is indeed the Hour One Nugget here on Worship Radio 247. And today we're looking at Ephesians, the sixth chapter and verse 18. And we are at part 62. Of the peace of the Father. The peace of the Father. You know, I think every single part I've said the same thing. When you say those words, the peace of the Father, the peace comes. I was just looking online just now in Facebook, and a friend of mine, Vincent, has written something that I think will always stay with me. And he's written this: note to self, whenever I'm feeling stressed, I will breathe out the stress and breathe in the peace that comes from God. Whenever I am feeling stressed, I will breathe out that stress and breathe in the peace of the Father. I want you to do that right now. Before we even begin, I want you to breathe out. Now breathe in the peace of the Father. And there it is. And there it is. Ephesians, the sixth chapter and verse 18 says this. Paul is saying this. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. I'm going to say that again. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. I was in Los Angeles, and on Sunday, I went to Rick Warren's church, Saddleback, in Forest Hills, I think, in California. And he was preaching on prayer, and it was amazing to hear these words. He was talking about praying all the time, and what we tend to do is we tend to turn to God when we need him. Is what tends to happen. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on either. Something's going on properly. I don't know what it is. I will check it out in a moment. But I just do want to say this. It is so important. It is so vital that what we are doing is praying all the time. We're not spending time doing stuff that we don't need to do because we need to be in the presence of Almighty God. And Paul is saying, pray in the Spirit at all times. Now, what does he mean by praying in the Spirit? Well, let me try and explain it. Sometimes we want to spend time with God and we simply don't know what to say. We don't know what to pray for. We know we want to pray. We know we want to spend some time with Almighty God, but we don't know what to pray for. Well, look what Paul says. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. In other words, we should be praying all the time for people who need us. We should be praying all the time for those who are less fortunate. We should be praying for all believers everywhere, no matter where they are. It has no matter where they are. But that's what we should be doing. Praying for them all the time. Being persistent in our prayers. Oftentimes we think, okay, I'm going to ask God for this. I'm going to speak to the Lord about this. If it's on your heart to talk to God about it, then talk to God about it. Don't stop. Don't think, well, I've prayed for that already and nothing's happened, so what's the point of praying again? Paul is saying, be persistent in your prayers. Be persistent in your prayers for believers everywhere. Be persistent, beloved. Don't stop. Rick Warren was saying that we should be praying all day long. And what he used was the seven statements of the Lord's Prayer. And it was really interesting. When we wake up at breakfast time, we should be glorifying God. We shouldn't get up the wrong side of the bed, if you will. We shouldn't be moaning and complaining the second we get up. We should be so grateful to Almighty God. Then at lunchtime, we do something else. And then at break time, halfway through the afternoon, we pray for something else, etc., etc., etc. In other words, our relationship with God is one of talking to Him at all times, without ceasing. Praying in the Spirit. Now, what does that mean? It means this. When we don't know what to pray for, we allow the Holy Spirit to help us. We allow the Holy Spirit to feed into us that which we should be praying for. If we wish, we can pray in tongues. That would work as well. That is quite a nice thing to do, is to pray in tongues every so often. There's music there here that keeps cutting out. I really don't understand why, but that doesn't matter. I'll still continue. God is so wonderful. He is so magnificent in what He does for us. And because of Jesus, because of what Jesus did on the cross 2,000 years ago at Calvary, He has reconciled us to the Father, which means that we can do all sorts of different things. We can do all sorts of wonderful, wonderful things. It doesn't make any difference because we have this wonderful, incredible relationship with Almighty God. And we have that relationship and we have that connection now through Jesus because of what He did on the cross. And also we have been reconciled, so we can go to the Father in the name of Jesus and we can pray for whatever is on our hearts. And if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we know this. We know this so true. If we believe in Him, He will never fail us because He's promised never to fail us. And that is what is so wonderful. That is what is so magnificent about our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That not like other religions, you see, we have a relationship. Say relationship. We have a relationship with the living God. That relationship will never fail. It will always be there. Why? Because of who God is. Because of His wonder. Because of His grace. Because of His love. Because of what He has done for us already. Because we are chosen. We have been chosen. Do you get that? That's an amazing feeling, knowing that we have been chosen. And all He wants from us, all God our Father wants, is a relationship. And what's a relationship without speaking? What is the point of a relationship if you never speak? What is the point of having a relationship with your father, your earthly father, if you never call him and tell him how much you love him? There is no relationship at all if there's no communication. And that is what God wants. He wants this communication. And let's be done with the religiosity of this. Do you understand where I'm coming from here? Let's be done with all of the religiosity, and that is kneeling by the bedside, hands together, eyes closed, head bowed. O Lord, our Heavenly Father. It makes us distant from God, because all we're doing is that which we are told to do. What is important is that we speak to our Heavenly Father like a Heavenly Father, like a dad, someone that we love and adore, that we have relationship with, that is never going to end because of what He has done and because of what He continues to do. And also, this is something that I've been learning well, and that is negativity will not work. Positivity will. Being negative about something isn't going to help. Being positive about that negative will help. My grandson, Oliver, right at this moment, lies in a hospital in Cambridge, in the Addenbrooke Hospital in Cambridge. And he is lying there, and yesterday was in the intensive care unit. Today, he's in a surgical ward. They've moved him. And now he's beginning to moan, bless his heart. But the thing is, not one time did I hear a negative word coming from my daughter, his mom. Not once did I hear any negativity from her at all. All I heard was positivity. All I heard was, Jesus has got this. All I heard was, God has got this. All I heard was, there is healing here because I know that my Father won't let me down. Just so positive. It was wonderful to behold. It was magnificent to behold. Pray in the Spirit at all times. And Paul even goes on to say, and on every occasion, stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. And what is wonderful about this particular passage of Scripture, it comes in Ephesians the 6th chapter and verse 18. It comes right after he said all of this. Therefore, in verse 13, put on every piece of God's armor so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be still standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, that so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The full armor of God precedes these amazing words. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Just know this. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, and the Father is on the throne, and the Father is waiting for communication from you. The Lord God Almighty is waiting for you to talk to Him, because He is your good Father. He is wonderful, and we give Him the glory and the honor and the power that is due His holy name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.